Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here for what should be a relatively quick episode because unfortunately we have kind of tough timing with a lot of the Tesla attention today being focused on whether or not Elon did end up selling Tesla stock on Tuesday when we had that 12% drop. We will know for sure by the end of the day, but unfortunately when I have to record this episode, we just don't know yet. And as I mentioned earlier this week, I am traveling and spending some time with family tomorrow, so no episode tomorrow. So just bad luck on the timing here. We'll talk a little bit more about that Form 4 stuff in a second. And then I did also want to take a look at Apple and Amazon earnings. They reported after hours today. And then we do have just a couple of other tidbits of Tesla news that we'll cover as well. All right, so let's start with that Form 4 stuff, even though this may be out of date relatively quickly. That filing system for these forms is called EDGAR, and that filing system is open from 6 a.m. Eastern time to 10 p.m. Eastern time. So we could get this update later on tonight. The offices do close at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. And in general, for the filing to be counted the same day, it needs to be filed by that 5:30 p.m. cutoff. However, there is an exception, and of course, one of those exceptions is Form 4s. I didn't track it, but my recollection is that when Elon was selling in Q4, there were occasions where those Form 4s would come out after that 5:30 p.m. time slot. So from my understanding, there won't be any closure on this until that 10 p.m. Eastern time, or until we get a Form 4 for Tuesday's action, which remember is a day of interest because Tesla was down 12% that day. It was a high volume day. And it was the first day after the Twitter board had agreed to recommend Elon's acquisition. Now, two scenarios here, either we see a Form 4 or we don't. If we do see a Form 4, it's going to be interesting to see how many shares were sold because that'll give us an indicator of how much is possibly yet to go. If it's a small sale, the market's going to be extremely worried about the ramifications for further sales. And that uncertainty will then linger and we'll sit here every single day waiting for more Form 4s to get more clarity on what's exactly happening. Now, if there is not a Form 4, all that means is that Elon Musk did not sell on Tuesday. It doesn't mean that he didn't sell on Wednesday or Thursday, or that he won't sell on any day going forward. So even in that case, the uncertainty remains until we have a better understanding of how that $21 billion of the equity financing is going to be fulfilled. That being said, if we don't see a Form 4, I think the market will view that as a relief, and it also keeps the possibility that Elon isn't selling open, which is still the opinion that I hold, and by the time we publish this, it could be proven wrong. We'll just have to see. So that's the Form 4 situation. We haven't even talked about the stock yet, but obviously another challenging day for Tesla today, hitting as low as $821 per share. Did recover throughout the day, but that was because the NASDAQ ended up being up 3% on the day. So a huge underperformance for Tesla in a market like that, finishing down 0.5%, closing at $877.51. Of course, with that significant of an underperformance, that adds to the concern that, oh, maybe Elon Musk is selling or continuing to sell. So either way, that probably keeps us on Form 4 lookout at least until next week. All right, so a couple other things going on in the market here. We're wrapping up with the bigger tech earnings. So Apple and Amazon reporting today. We'll talk about Apple first. They beat on pretty much all metrics. Earnings per share at $1.52 versus $1.43 estimated. Revenue at $97.3 billion versus $93.9 billion estimated. Beat on iPhone revenue, beat on services revenue. Other products were a little bit lower, but small bucket for them, even though it's still $8.8 billion. And total gross margins came in ahead of expectations as well. They did not provide a forecast though. That's not really anything new. They haven't been for many quarters now due to the uncertainty around COVID. However, Apple beating on a lot of these metrics, I think, is very positive for the market and positive in terms of the perception for Tesla, at least because Apple, they are a hardware seller. So they give a little bit more insight into the supply chain than a company like Meta would, for example. Or if we rewind back to last week, a company like Netflix that seemed to kick off a lot of this fear and concern in the market. So I think that's good to see for Apple. Their stock wasn't up all that much in after hours, maybe 3%. Looks like that's dropped off a little bit now to 1% or so. So not a lot of excitement there, even though Apple did also announce a $90 billion stock buyback and an increase of their dividend by 5%. All right, jumping in here with a quick amendment after recording because, of course, Apple on their conference call started to talk about supply chain challenges, including those related to COVID, and said that that could hurt sales for the second quarter by $4 to $8 billion. And that demand in China could also be impacted by the COVID-related lockdowns. So after those comments, Apple stock took a hit, and after hours, Tesla did as well. All right, end of the amendment, back to the original recording. All right, on the other end of the spectrum, then you have Amazon, which, as we had talked about, was facing a hit from Rivian, just like Ford, which we had talked about yesterday. I had to kind of chuckle at CNBC's initial report on this because they reported Amazon having a loss of $7.56 per share, and they said it's not immediately clear if the reported earnings per share are comparable to analyst estimates. Analysts were expecting earnings of $8.36 per share. So CNBC a little bit confused initially on that report, but obviously Rivian valuation driving their earnings per share down. CNBC figured that out quickly, updated their article, etc. But alas, the market's still not happy with Amazon's earnings. They did beat on AWS, Amazon Web Services, But post-Rivian earnings adjustment, their earnings did fall short of expectations, and probably most importantly, they guided for much lower growth in Q2 than expected, about 5% lower on the revenue guidance than what the analyst consensus was. So as I'm recording, Amazon after hours right now, down about 10%. So overall, shaky market continues, I think. The GDP figures did come out this morning too. We didn't talk about that yet, but those were down. This is the initial estimate. The estimate was down 1.4%. That's pretty significantly below expectations for a roughly 1% increase, but the market obviously is still reacting pretty positively today. Perhaps an indicator that maybe a weaker GDP figure could be an indicator that interest rate increases or other types of tightening, perhaps the aggression on those types of moves slid down the aggressiveness spectrum a little bit. All right, moving on from that, as I said, we don't have a ton of Tesla news today, but one item that we do have is a temporary resolution, at least, to the investor-led lawsuit of Elon Musk in the SolarCity acquisition case. Reuters reporting here that, quote, Tesla chief executive officer Elon Musk did not unjustly enrich himself when he guided the electric vehicle maker in 2016 to acquire SolarCity Corp., where Musk was chairman and the largest shareholder, a Delaware judge ruled on Wednesday, end quote. They also included a statement by the vice chancellor of Delaware's Court of Chancery saying, quote, the preponderance of the evidence reveals that Tesla paid a fair price. SolarCity was, at a minimum, worth what Tesla paid for it, and the acquisition otherwise was highly beneficial to Tesla, end quote. All right, so things didn't quite go Elon's way in the SEC court challenge, but I'm sure Elon will be pleased with this ruling and happy with the timing as well in the midst of this Twitter acquisition. However, as I said, possibly a temporary resolution as this ruling still can be appealed. However, there's been no decision made on that at this time. All right, next up, we've got an update on Shanghai, not necessarily Tesla specific, but the South China Morning Post is reporting that COVID cases in Shanghai have fallen to a 24-day low, and the case count was down 22% from the day prior. So obviously you have to trust the reporting, but if those numbers are accurate, hopefully that would present a reduced risk of any further disruption, particularly in Shanghai. All right, last couple of things here. First, just some insight on Elon's plans with Twitter. It's been kind of interesting to follow his likes as well as his tweets on this. Looking at one of his tweets first, yesterday he said that Twitter DMs should have end-to-end encryption like Signal so no one can spy on or hack your messages. And he also liked a tweet that said, Twitter has the potential to be the identity layer of the world. The fact that the DMs product has stagnated for years is one of the biggest missed opportunities in the history of social apps. So it gives you some insight into the kind of things that Elon is thinking about with Twitter. Probably the last thing that Tesla investors are really wanting to talk about or think about right now, but we'll get through this period of time. I mean, no one really talks about Tesla and Bitcoin anymore, and there was a week or 2 weeks where that was all anyone wanted to talk about too. But Tesla will get through this just like it got through the Bitcoin stuff, just like it got through Elon selling in Q4. It will get through it at the end of the day. Again, fundamentals are what's going to matter, not whether or not Elon sold some stock to buy Twitter or whatever form fours we happen to get over the years. Yes, day by day, it's important to look at those things, but you also got to remind yourself as you're looking at them day by day, to zoom out and remember the big picture. I could probably do a better job of emphasizing that just because of the nature of what this show is. Maybe sometimes that doesn't cut through, but it really should. And I certainly hope that my perspective on that is clear. Anyway, point being, even if you don't love the Elon Twitter stuff, I still think it's exciting to see what he'll end up doing with it. All right, last item for today is an update on SpaceX. Hawaiian Airlines earlier this week announced that they will become the first major airline to partner with Starlink to offer high-speed internet on their flights to other parts of the world. They're also going to be doing this complimentary. So this has been part of a vision for Starlink for a long time. I'm really excited to see this happen, and hopefully this is the first of many, many partnerships like this to come. All right, so that's pretty much it for today. Just a couple of notes. Again, we'll obviously keep an eye out for that Form 4. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. I'll try to cover anything on that because, as I said earlier, I will be off tomorrow, so this will be the last episode for the week. Hope everybody has a great weekend. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications, and we'll see you on Monday for the May 2nd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.